Indonesia has raised the bar in implementing health protocols for diving activities. Nothing is left to chance, so that we can go back and enjoy the fun of diving in Indonesia again. Or challenge yourself to the next level. Or maybe a visit to the remnants of history.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Jakarta Deputy Governor Rano Karno reaffirmed the city's commitment to collaboration with diverse stakeholders, including the international community. He made the statement while welcoming ambassadors from 12 countries at Jakarta City Hall on Sunday during a reception marking the 489th anniversary of Jakarta. Presiden Prabowo Subianto has instructed the Ministry of Home Affairs to organize a national retreat for secretaries from provincial, district, and municipal governments across Indonesia, according to Home Affairs Minister Tito Karnavian. He said that the President has asked to arrange a retreat in Magelang for regional secretaries as senior bureaucrats. It's important to strengthen their capacity. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles, kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul, symphony of sights and sounds, across the beauty. Through the colors of paradise, oh, what a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, wonderful Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia's listeners, thank you for staying tuned with us on our online streaming voinews.id or on our mobile app RRI Digital, which available on Android and iOS. And now I'm asking you to please stay in contact with us, because I love to accompany you for 6 hours on Indonesia Today, whether it's morning session or afternoon session. But of course, I'll be more happy to get in touch with you through our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, VOI_official, and email voilisteners@gmail.com. And of course, you can immediately contact Voice of Indonesia through WhatsApp on +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. And now I'll be playing you a song from Caleb J titled It's Only Me. Enjoy.
Selama ini ribuan hari ku dekat denganmu. Lewati berbagai hal ku ada di sisimu. Tanpa kau tahu perasaanku padamu, sendiriku berharap memberi kasih walau tak kembali. I may be not yours and you are not mine, but I'll be there for you when you need me. It is only me, believe me, girl, it's only me. Yeah, it's only me. I will always be the one who pull you up when everybody push you down. It is only me, believe me, girl, it's only me. Yeah, it's only me. Sekalipun kau tak pernah pedulikan rasaku, ku takkan acuhkan dirimu. Tapi ku harap suatu saat nanti kau tahu, sendiri ku berharap memberi kasih walau tak kembali. I'm maybe not yours and you are not mine, but I'll be there for you when you need me. It is only me, believe me, girl, it's only me. Yeah, it's only me. I will always be the one who pull you up when everybody push you down. It is only me, believe me, girl, it's only me. Yeah, it's only me. Aku memang bukan rasa yang kau mau,
of Indonesia. Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget.
practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia. RA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs. Forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kapankah rindu ini akan bertahan? Rasa gelisah menghantui perasaanku. Diam-diam mencari-cari hadirmu di sampingku. Andai saja angin membawa rinduku padamu. Andai saja waktu membawa tepatku padamu. Rasa gelisah perasaanku, diam-diam mencari-cari hadirmu di sampingku. Andai saja angin membawa rinduku padamu.
Hai kapankah rindu ini akan bertahan?
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
The reality is stark. Less than half of ASEAN's youth are being taught digital skills in school today. This isn't just a gap, but a looming crisis. In a region navigating geopolitical headwinds, automation and AI disruptions, our capacity to build digitally competent workforce will define whether we thrive or fall behind. And Indonesia, with its massive workforce and digital economy, has an opportunity to lead. ASEAN's vulnerabilities became clear when the U.S. imposed tariffs up to 49% on Southeast Asian exports, revealing over-reliance on traditional manufacturing. The 2025 ASEAN summit in Kuala Lumpur was a turning point, culminating in the Kuala Lumpur Declaration on ASEAN 2025, sharing a vision anchored in inclusivity, digital transformation, and sustainable growth. That vision includes ASEAN's ambition to become the world's fourth largest economy by 2045. Whoa, ambitious, right? Which will depend heavily on having a workforce ready for digital and advanced industries. However, that vision must be built on something more than just declaration. That's true, because declaration is just written on the paper, but it must be built on the people, on its people. Indonesia's demographic moment has captured between 2020 and 2030, Indonesia is experiencing the peak in its productive age population. Whether this becomes a true demographic dividend or a missed opportunity depends on how well we equipped our people, not just with jobs, but with purpose-driven skills aligned with emerging industries. The World Economic Forum predicts that 85 million jobs will be displaced by AI. That's insane. 85 million jobs will be displaced by AI, while 97 million new roles will emerge. With these roles will not be filled by chance, instead, through capability, creativity, and adaptability. In Malaysia, over 600,000 workers need reskilling in the coming years. In Indonesia, the number soars. 9 million digital-ready workers are needed by 2030 to unlock the country's full economic potential. ASEAN is not a monolith. Singapore is accelerating AI integration, while many others are still early in their digital transform. Meanwhile, Indonesia lies in the middle with its digital ambitions while struggling with persistent inequality in access to training, especially across rural areas. That's so true, because Indonesia is very, very wide. And we, you know, there are 17,000 of islands in this country. So, of course, accessibility to rural areas must be hard. Yet, this diversity is also our strength, right? Like biodiversity sustains a forest, ASEAN can turn fragmented efforts into collective progress through regional aligned, interoperable workforce development programs. Indonesia's scale positions as the keystone in building this interconnected skills ecosystem. A Paris study estimates that wide-scale upskilling could boost ASEAN's GDP by 4%, adding up to $250 billion and 676,000 new jobs by 2030. But this requires moving beyond joint efforts between governments, industry, and education providers. Indonesia has shown what's possible. The Kartu Prakerja program has delivered 6,000 online training modules to nearly 19 people. I'm sorry, corrected. It's 6,000 online training modules to nearly 19 million people. Not 19, it's 19 million people. In 2023 alone, Singapore Skills Future supported 520 learners, 200,000 of whom were mid-career professionals. So this is very, very possible because we are in this digital transformation age. There are a lot of digital transformation and revolution, I would say, just like artificial intelligence. But just like what this article that I'm reading to you read and wrote, there are a lot of jobs that will be displaced by AI. So we as a union, you know, ASEAN, has to equip the people with knowledge, with skills, with training to face that. So when the time comes when we are ready to be transformed into a digital country, we don't abandon the people, you know, because that could happen because maybe it would cut off a lot of budget when you don't use people. But of course, it's the people who is important, right? So we're wishing the best for this thing to happen, you know, for the government, just like what this article said, that the stakeholders, government, the educational system and institutions, and also the people has to work together to make this work.
Sepertinya kau memang dari planet yang lain, dikirim ke bumi untuk orang-orang sepertiku. Sepertinya kau memang dari planet yang jauh, dikirim ke bumi untuk datang menemani aku. Yang kalau ditanya apa bentuk cinta, aku juga bingung jawabnya, gak tahu gimana. Menyimpan banyak tanya tentang cinta, aku bingung carinya di mana. Tanya ke siapa. Lalu datang kau yang unik, kau temani aku jalan pelan berdampingan. Tidak buru-buru gandeng tangan. Aku pernah kehilangan ketakutan, lalu kau terangkan bahwa itulah bahagia. Dari cara hidup berpasangan, kau memang
Yo, it's a remix. Yeah. Andin, my baby girl. Yeah. Oh.
Let's sing now.
Di dalam pesta ada pita-pita, musik yang keras juga derai canda. Di dalam pesta ada gelak tawa, rasa malam semakin ceria.
Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs, forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
Siap? 1, 2, 3, Ingatkah kan dirimu yang pernah menyakiti aku? Kau kecewakan aku, tapi ku maafkan salahmu. Kini berganti kisah, ku menyakiti dirimu. Tapi apa yang terjadi? Kau meninggalkanku. Izinkan aku untuk terakhir kalinya semalam saja bersamamu, mengenang asmara kita. Kecewakan aku, tapi ku maafkan salahmu. Kini berganti kisah, ku menyakiti dirimu. Tapi apa yang terjadi? Kau meninggalkanku.
Gonna play you a feature entitled Gordang Sambilan.
Hello listener, welcome to the Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago, a weekly segment introducing you to Indonesian traditional music and musical instrument from across Indonesia. This week, we'll invite you to know more about art and culture from North Sumatra, precisely to Tanah Karo, to know more about Gendang. Let's listen to Gendang Karo Rhythm. Enjoy.
Ope nuaing amak padenami, nunga dibaik kamu godang dalihan natului. Asamar pangidua mahami, tangan mabotohon ujungnya jari-jari, jari-jari nai marsiga jangga-jangi. Adorak soni dokon jumulohami marsatabi, amang batara guru humudul, batara guru padapotan, nama lo mangajari, jojor-jojor manuturi. Asamar guru hami tupatik nyamata debata, bae damang majo godang batara gurui.
Listener, Karo Regency is one of Regency in North Sumatra province with the capital city is Kabanjahe. This regency is located on Karo Highland, Barisan Hills of North Sumatra. In Kabanjahe or Tanah Karo, we will introduce you to traditional instrument, namely Gendang Karo. Gendang Lima Sidalinen is percussion instruments which consists of five instruments and played by five persons. The instruments are one penarune, two penggual, and two simalugong. It is called Gendang Lima Sidalinen because the sound of music is produced by five different instruments, namely sarune as an aerophone, gendang indung as a membranophone, and gendang anak as a membranophone, gong, and penganak. But it is also called Gendang Lima Sidalinen, Ranggutna 10-2.
Oh,
Meanwhile, gendang telu, sedalenan consists of three instruments which are played together, which consists of kulchapi or long neck lute as a melody, keteng keteng as a ideal chordophone or tube zither as rhythmically, and mangkuk bentar as an idiophone as a tempo. In Kyanos culture, people mention musician as sir jabaten, meaning on duty. Sir jabaten consists of players of saruni, gendang singanaki, gendang singinduni, gendang penganak, and gong. Each instrument player in Karo traditional ethno scenes has a name. Take for example, saruni player is called panaruni. Gendang or singanaki and singinduni player is called pangguwa. And penganak player is called simalu penganak. And gong player is called simalugung. And also mangkuk michiho player is called simalu mangkuk michiho. Gendang Karo performance is usually for dancing, singing, and also traditional rituals. Gendang Karo art is similar with Japanese folk art. Its performance is simple and straightforward, and its tempo patterns are not complicated and static. But to blow saruni needs certain technique. This traditional instrument is always used to accompany dance, song, as well as traditional rituals. So, gendang Karo is complete if there are saruni, gendang si ngindungi, gendang singanaki, penganak, and gong to accompany a ceremony or party. Well, listen, that was a glimpse of gendang Karo. And to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to gendang. I'm Nuka Kusmawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Thank you.